بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit and rulings on Hajj, on the pilgrimage, and tonight's chapter will be entitled What's prohibited acts within the precincts of the Haram, within the sacred area of the Haram, or the Haram sacred area boundaries. The prohibited acts within the precincts of the Haram. And with respect to the Harams, there are two legally specified Harams, sacred areas. That of Mecca and that of Medina. That of Mecca and that of Medina. As to the saying that Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa has a haram, a sanctuary to it, this is incorrect by the consensus of the Muslims, contrary to what you may hear in the news, that when they refer to the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, they say it has a haram. This is wrong. Anyone who called him Haramul Masjid Al-Aqsa, this is incorrect and is ignorant. Sometimes people refer to that it is the third of the sanctuaries. It is the third of the sanctuaries. This is wrong, because this statement deludes to that it has a haram and there is no haram for it. However, it is referred to as the third of the mosques, Thalithul Masjidain. It is referred to as the third of the mosques for which a person can set up to travel to. Now, who is the one who declared a haram for Mecca and the haram for Medina? The one who declared this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested the haram, the sanctuary of Mecca, on the hands of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested the hurmatul Medina, the sanctuary of the Medina, upon the hands of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. And as to the limits of the sanctuaries or the precincts of the haram in either Mecca or Medina, this is a matter restricted by Sharia. Sharia specified this. It is specified by this. The boundaries of the sacred area in Mecca are marked and are known, and they are At-Tan'im, 6 kilometers to the north. The second is Adatul Laban, 12 kilometers to the south. And the third is Al-Ju'rana, which is 16 kilometers to the east. So the first is At-Tan'im, the second is Adatul Laban, 12 kilometers to the south, and the third is Al-Ju'rana, 16 kilometers to the east, and the fourth is Wadi Nakhla, and all these are marked now, 14 kilometers northeast of the city. 14 kilometers northeast of the city. And the fifth is formerly Al-Hudaybiyah. The Al-Hudaybiyah, formerly Al-Hudaybiyah. And it is 15 kilometers to the west. As to the sacred area in Medina, it is specified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ما بين عير إلى ثور. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما بين عير, عير وثور, meaning the sacred area of Medina lies between the two mountains, between the two mountains, عير, the mountain عير which is south of the city, and mountain ثور which is a red mountain to the north of the city beyond Uhud mountain, beyond Uhud mountain. So this is the precincts of the Haram area in Medina. The Prophet ﷺ said ما بين عير وثور, between عير and ثور, between the two mountains, عير south of the city and ثور which is a red mountain to the north of the city beyond the mountain of Uhud. Now, what is the ruling on game hunting and vegetation in Mecca? What is the ruling on game hunting and vegetation in Mecca? As to game hunting, this is unlawful to hunt the wild, edible animal. This is forbidden by text and by consensus. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 95. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, all you believe, kill not game while you are in the state of Ihram for Hajj or Umrah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah in verse 96 said حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا. حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا. But forbidden is the pursuit of land game as long as you are in a state of Ihram. So the scholars said that Hurum meaning in the state of Ihram or entering the sanctuary in Mecca, or entering the sanctuary, the precincts of the Haram. Also it is forbidden concerning the game in Mecca to scare the game. It's forbidden to scare the game or to frighten it, whether for a purpose or for no purpose. For a purpose or no purpose, it is forbidden to frighten the game, or even to disturb it. For example, if it is if you find it under a tree, for example, you cannot disturb it so as to sit in its place. You cannot disturb it as to sit in its place, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said ولا ينفر صيده. And its, meaning the haram, side game, is not to be disturbed or frightened. And by all means, you know, it's forbidden to throw stones or the like on it or at it. However, if it leaves on its own without disturbing, then there is nothing upon the pilgrim. As to the plants and vegetations of the haram, every vegetation or plants which Allah made to grow, then this is not permissible for anyone to cut or cut a part of it, even if it is harmful, even if it is of the harmful type. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُعْضَضُ شَوْكُهُ, the thorny bushes in the haram are not to be cut. And you know, these thorny bushes are harmful. So the unharmful takes precedence by contrast. So we said in the beginning, that which Allah made to grow. Why? In order to exclude that which is grown by man, like for example arising from agriculture and trees which the person plants. Here it is forbidden to deal with it, or I'm sorry, for the person it is permissible to do what he wants with it. Now, if a person cuts a tree, then according to the correct opinion, he must repent and ask Allah's forgiveness, and there is no ransom upon him, because the Prophet ﷺ did not obligate any ransom. So if a person cuts a tree or takes branches from a tree, or cuts some grass, then he is held sinful, but there is no penalty upon him. However, with respect to the game hunt, to the game, if he kills the game, then there is fidya, then there is ransom upon him, as we discussed earlier. And this is by the evidence in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which was cited above. Now, if a person therefore destroys some grass or trees unintentionally, you know, driving a car or the like on it, then there is nothing upon him. And if the person brings his own game and enters the sanctuary with it, then the correct opinion, there is nothing upon him, and he should not get rid of it, because in this case he possesses the thing. He possessed it in a place which was not a sanctuary. Also, the evidence for this is that during the reign of Abdullah bin Az-Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, people used to sell these games without any denial. They used to bring rabbits and the like in cages and sell them in the precincts of the haram. This indicates that this is not a problem, and this is the preponderating opinion. This is the preponderating opinion. Also, it is forbidden in the haram to take things dropped or fallen in it, like lost property, unless the person intends to publicize it and announce it for an entire year. Unless the person intends to announce it and publicize it for an entire year, because the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَحِلُّ سَاقِطَتُهَا إِلَّا لِمُنْشِدٍ. These dropped properties, articles, the Prophet ﷺ said, things dropped or fallen in it in the haram territory should not be picked up except by the one who would announce it publicly. Some of the scholars are with the opinion that it is permissible for him to take it and announce and publicize it for 1 year, then possess it after that. If he does not find its owner. However, the correct opinion without a doubt is that it's not to be possessed even after 1 year. And the wisdom behind this is that if the person knows that he will announce and publicize it for 1 year, then he will not take it. And therefore, others like him will not do the same. And therefore, it will be left for its owner to come and pick it. And this is from the perfect security. Excluded, excluded from the prohibition is a type of grass, is a kind of grass known as al-idhir. Al-idhir. Al-idhir is used by goldsmiths and as a protective layer in the roofs of houses. Excluded from the prohibitions is a kind of grass known as al-idhir, and this is used by goldsmiths and as a protective layer in the roofs of houses built from mud. It is also inserted between mud blocks laid above the corpse of the deceased in the grave. So this is excluded, as came in the hadith. Also, ihram is not obligatory for the one who intends to go to the haram in Mecca. And the correct opinion is that ihram is only obligatory upon the person who intends to perform Hajj or Umrah. And anyone who intends to go to the haram, not intending the Hajj and Umrah, then it is not binding upon him to enter a state of ihram. Now, what are the rulings related to the precincts of the haram in Medina? The prohibited matters are lighter than those in Mecca. The prohibited matters are lighter than those in Mecca. First, it is distinguished by being temporal, meaning it only took place during the time of the Prophet ﷺ. As to the Haram of Mecca, it was from the time of Ibrahim, and this is earlier, as you see. Second, there is no penalty on game hunt in the Haram of Medina. There is no penalty on the game, killing the game in the Haram of Medina, contrary to the Haram in Mecca. Contrary to the haram in Mecca. Also, if a person brings a game to Medina, it is not binding upon him to release it. And the evidence is that the Messenger of Allah said to a boy with Anas bin Malik, and this boy had a bird called An-Nughayr, a bird called An-Nughayr, nicknamed. This boy used to play with it. And then the An-Nughayr, the bear, died. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to this boy and said, Ya Aba Umayr, Ma fa'ala An-Nughayr? O Aba Umayr, nickname of the boy, what did An-Nughayr do? And this was in Medina. Also, with respect to vegetation and grass and trees of Medina, it is permissible to take from it for a need. But in Mecca, this is forbidden. Like also the trees in Medina, it can be used to build with it houses when needed. But in Mecca, no. Also, the Haram of Medina, you can enter the Haram of Medina without being in a state of Ihram. One thing also we conclude with is that with respect to the prohibited matters in Mecca Haram is also carrying weapons. However, this is permitted in dire necessity. And this is the position of a great number of Muslim scholars, as Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah stated in his commentary on Sahih Muslim. This brings the end of the chapter today, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a benefit for me and for everyone who listens to it. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.